Power Prep Sports. Power Prep Sports.
Good evening and welcome to episode 4 of Stan and the Coach. I'm your host, Stan Gooden, and with the coach, Greg Ennis. Greg, how you doing tonight?
I'm doing great, Stan. Boy, I have enjoyed these last episodes and looking forward to this.
Well, doing something a little different tonight. Stevie broke our camera, so we're not going live. We're going to be a podcast only, which we'll talk about that at the end of the show where you can find us and listen to us. I mean, we've had great response in our podcast, averaging about 37 to 38 listeners, and that's pretty good because we don't advertise it much, do we, Coach?
I didn't know what a podcast was till you told me last week.
I actually got on the lawnmower this week and cut a little grass and listened to all three of them, so thoroughly entertained myself. But, hey, we're going to try it tonight, see how things go right here. We're going to talk about a little bit about Kinston High School, the Bulldogs, about their new hire with Rudy Free, a little bit about Enterprise Wildcats. Got them a new coach. Went and got him out of Florida, didn't they, Coach?
Did they get him from, what was that?
Apocalyptic?
Where was that they came from?
Apopka.
That's it.
How you pronounce that word?
Down
there.
And he won down there pretty big.
Yeah, he's got a championship pedigree, as you could say, which Enterprise is hoping that he can go back to the Bill Bacon years. I'm sure folks still wish they could go back there and relive those great times. We're going to talk a little bit about Stevie getting ready to go to the beach.
He broke the camera.
Yeah, he broke the camera. And he's got finals this week.
And listen, any of y'all people that I promise you, all the resumes that y'all sent in for us to look at to intern for us with Stevie, we appreciate it. But we've had so many of them, it's been hard to do anything in this short length of time. But we promise you, we'll get back to you. Isn't that right, Sam?
That's right. And remember, you can keep sending those in. Send them by email at powerprepsports@gmail.com. Yeah, the response has been overwhelming. That was also shocking, getting folks wanting to come on the show and be part of it. And maybe we may get some folks on here that know a little bit more about this stuff than we do.
Well, I'm sure they'll know more than Stevie.
Well, yeah, that ain't saying a whole lot. But, Stevie broke the camera, and we got to figure out what we're going to do. So we're giving Stevie a night off, let him get ready for finals and go into spring break next week and hopefully come back and have a little attitude adjustment on his end.
Well, he claims he's going to Panama City for spring break.
Well, I cannot wait till after. Well, we got 2 weeks. We'll do another show after spring break. I cannot wait to hear what kind of story Stevie's going to have.
I'm sure they're going to be interesting. I did tell him, now, you got to finish your studies first because that's important.
That's right. I cannot wait till we hear some of those stories. But hey, you never know with Stevie.
Absolutely not. Who else are we going to talk about today? We've got Kinston, we got Enterprise, and
We had talked a little bit about New Brockton. Also, their new hire there with Zach Holmes being hired over.
He's from Enterprise.
He is from Enterprise. Oh, well, he coached in Enterprise. I don't know exactly where he's from, but
he coached at Enterprise for a stint.
Yeah, he been assistant there. He's also a head coach up at Summerton Christian. Well, a little private school. It's a long way here from the Wiregrass, as far as I know, but he had a little stint up there as well.
Well, I'm sure he's going to do a great job, and we'll get into them in just a little bit.
Yeah, and also, I know a lot of folks, we take a lot of criticism for talking about private schools, but the Houston Academy Raiders, you know about them, Coach?
Let me ask you this. I know they're the Raiders. Isn't that right?
That's right. They're the Raiders.
They're not the Red Raiders.
They're not the Red Raiders.
I got into an argument with somebody about that today. I told them that they were just the Raiders. They wasn't the Red Raiders.
They don't have red in their color scheme.
I didn't think so. Well, I'm glad we got that cleared up. But, yes, the Raiders of Houston Academy has got what may be, and this is, it's going to be hard to disprove this, the best coaching staff in the South.
Yeah, I would agree with you real heavily there, especially in that 3A region.
Well, when you look at the number of wins that staff has being together, it's hard to argue.
Well, how many state championships they have?
Well, you know, Jamie Riggs is the head coach over there, and between Jamie and Jack Wiggum and Eddie Brundage and Mark Edge, now I know those coaches are there. Mark was a part of a couple of state championships at Daleville. Jamie won four when he was at T.R. Miller. And Jack was a part of four state championships at T.R. Miller. And Eddie Brundage was a part of one state championship at T.R. Miller. Well, so that's a few wins right there.
Yeah, that's a few wins. They can put a few rings on their finger and go out and play Kiss My Ring, I guess you could say.
Yeah, well, I'd hate to get slapped by all the rings.
Oh, but yeah, we're going to talk about the Raiders a little bit. Also, we want to let you folks know we have been out and about in the past couple of weeks and get to see a lot of different folks, and they ask us about, you know, how do we get some coverage on your Facebook page, you know, and
it's not hard to get it.
It's not hard to get it. The biggest thing is to agree to do it. So, you know, if we come and interview you and we ask you and we give you a couple questions, let you know what we're going to ask you, you know, it's all up to you as far as the response and the length of it. So just let you folks know, you know, some folks turn us down and don't want to do that, but you know, it's not for a lack of trying. Isn't that right, Coach?
Well, you know, our whole goal is to have positive coverage for the coaches, the athletes, and the fans in South Alabama. And we want everybody to be a part of it. But for some reason, some people just seem to kind of shy away from it, and that's fine, too. But we want all the people out there listening to understand that we're doing everything we can to cover every team and every sport.
Right, and that's a lot of teams, a lot of sports, and a lot of places to be. And I don't know about you, but I hadn't seen a whole lot of folks that have turned us down, but there are a few. And we're going to still keep trying to get those folks, you know. We ain't going to give up on them, but, you know, we can't waste our efforts in areas that don't want that coverage.
No, and the fans need to understand we can't make somebody talk to us or send us information.
Right.
And as bad as we want it on everything, there for some reason there's just a few, just a handful. Not gonna call any names as bad as I want to. That they don't want to be a part of this, and that's fine. If you don't want to, what's that old saying? You either with me or against me. Yeah. And that's kind of the way we feel about it. But we want everybody to be a part of it.
Well, that's what we want folks to understand, and we're not. You know, it's hard to be in all kind of places and get folks to agree, but hey, we're trying. Like we said, what was this, a month ago, we don't know what we're doing. We're former coaches trying to figure out this whole thing, and we just trying to make a positive impact on folks, and we know
I'm glad you explained to me what a podcast was.
Well, yeah, I'm still trying to figure that out myself. I don't know what a pod is. I know what a cast is, like when you're fishing, you know, or a cast of a show. I guess that's what it is, but may have to get on there and Google that, but yeah.
You're listening to Stan and the Coach on the Power Prep Sports Network.
Google that, but yeah, just let folks know, you know, we trying, we learning, and I think we're getting better every week, Coach.
Well, I know this. It's fun to go on our webpage, our Facebook page, and look and see all the athletes that's in this area that's getting covered now.
Yeah, that's one thing, you know, that folks have mentioned to me as well, is they like to see what other folks are doing. And I tell you, Dale County had a message from someone last night. They said, hey, Coach, you know, remember now, baseball's not the only sport. You've been giving baseball a lot of love. We got a softball team and football team and, excuse me, all that over here to make sure you share that stuff too. And I got right on it and told them, you know, that they got some of the best pictures they take of baseball games. And so if you have not had it, there's a dinosaur in this room with me. If you have not had a chance to see any of their pictures, go on our Facebook page, Power Prep Sports Network, and look at Dale County's baseball program. Whoever does those pictures for them over there, they do a top-notch job. They get some great photos.
Well, now I'm going to have to give you some props, too, because those – you know, we were at the Andalusia tournament this past week that had Op and Andalusia and Theodore in it. And, Stan, you took some great shots of those games, too, that are on there.
Well, I took that with a disposable camera. And I can't ever figure – I don't know how I got those pictures. I think those were taken with a real camera that I had. And I may have borrowed a couple of those from somebody that had them out there. But, no, quite a few of those I took. And the only thing with that disposable camera, when I use up all the film on it, I just throw it away. I mean, it's disposable. I throw it away, so I don't know what happens to the pictures.
Apparently, they're ending up on the World Wide Web.
Well, you know, I appreciate that. And had an opportunity to be out in Geneva yesterday and talk to their head softball coach and the Geneva.
That's Brent Johnson, isn't it?
Brent Johnson, he does an outstanding job over there. He was working those ladies hard. He's got four, not to take anything away from their whole team, but he's got four seniors that are going on to continue their careers with some softball scholarships next year. Ansley Finch is going to Troy. And she was an outfielder. I'm going to try to see if I can remember this. I told those girls yesterday I'm bad with names. But Peyton Walker is a shortstop, and she's going to Enterprise. And Megan Smith, who's a utility player, is going to Wallace Adothan, and Nikki Lamb is also a utility player going to Wallace Adothan. So, you know.
Well, let me ask you this, Seth. Exactly where on the softball field is the utility position?
I don't, you know, I guess that means they can play a number of different positions.
Oh, okay.
But I didn't know, you know, when they said that first, too, I thought they may have been talking about, you know, the people running the lights or the, you know, the utilities over there, you know, lights and water, electricity. But
well, that's an important job, too.
It is. And you know what else they got over in Geneva? I didn't know this. I'm going to have to get us hooked up with them and figure out what they're doing over there. They have the Panther Sports Network over there.
What is that? They
broadcast all of their softball, baseball, football games live over there. They do a lot of game coverage over there in Geneva. So we want to find those guys and get them.
Yes, we are.
Get them on.
We need to talk to them.
Yeah, get them on here and tell us how that all started over in Geneva.
I bet that's an interesting story because, you know, anytime you can find something positive coming out of Geneva, we need to emphasize.
That's right. Let's roll into Kinston. Let's go ahead and move into Kinston with Coach Rudy Free.
Well, you know, Rudy, you talk about a pedigree. Rudy coached at Elba back when Riles was there, and you know, they won a couple of games while during that span. Elba was a very feared team at that time. I think Rudy went on and went to Ayrton as a head coach for a little while.
He did,
and I think I know I had the privilege of coaching with Rudy at Geneva. And there's one thing I can tell you about Rudy now. His defensive philosophy is exciting.
They get after it, don't they?
Listen, it's like watching a train wreck. There's just cars going everywhere. And his whole philosophy on defense is attack, attack, attack. And
What kind of defense does he like to run, Coach?
Coach, he runs an odd man front. He runs a 3-3 stack. I'm sure a lot of fans out there have heard colleges and other high schools talk about the 3-3 stack. And that's what he bases his stuff on. Now, Rudy has taken it to a whole different level than what some people have as far as mixing up his coverages and mixing up his stunts. But I can guarantee you this, when the ball is snapped, there's going to be bodies going places in a hurry.
Yeah, well, I hope the folks at Kinston are excited. I had a chance to stop by there earlier in the week at a big area baseball game with them and Florella. And, you know, talked to a few of the Kinston fans there. And, you know, they're kind of upset, not about the coaching hire, but they're upset that they feel like they lost a whole year on their kids because they, you know, nothing against who came in and coached them over there, but that they didn't really give those kids a chance. They lost a year in the weight room, and but I kept telling them, I said, they're going to have to be patient, that he's going to get that going. And they got the best. I feel like they got the best hire right there that I think that is going to be, you know, rooted there. He's not looking to leave. He lives near the school. So, I mean, he's got, you know, I feel like he's got something to prove. And the folks just need to be patient and embrace him and get to know him and support him. And in a couple of years, they got a good group of young kids, Coach. And that might be one of the best Kinston teams to go through there.
Well, I can tell you this. My expectations for Kinston is just going to grow and grow and grow each year that Rudy's there. Rudy, like you said, one thing about Rudy that I've just got to say this. Rudy is a great coach. He's an exciting coach. The kids are going to love him at Kinston. But above everything, Rudy is a great person. It's nice to have a good coach for your kids at your school. But if you can combine that with a person of character and morals like Rudy is, that's just a combination that it overwhelms the wins and losses.
That's right. Hey, Coach, let's take a quick break, and we'll come back to the Kinston Bulldogs.
Listening to Stan and the Coach on the Power Prep Sports Network.
Hey, we're back. Stan and the Coach talking about the Kinston Bulldogs and Coach Rudy Free. What do you think, what do you think Coach Free's going to do as far as offensively come in? You know, is he an offensive? I know he's a defensive guy, Coach, but he's probably going to evaluate what kind of type of kids he's got.
Well, that's one thing about that 3-3 stack defense. You can take big kids and use them to stunt with. You can take fast kids and use them to stunt with. So on defense, Rudy's pretty much set on what he likes to run defensively. Offensively, just knowing what I know about Rudy, he's going to evaluate the personnel and see what kind of offense is best going to fit the personnel there. I do know Rudy likes to throw the ball around a little bit, and I'm sure that they're going to do some of that. But Rudy will do a great job offensively because he will. He'll evaluate what the kids can do, and he'll play to their strengths.
Well, you know, I think, you know, like I keep saying, is Kinston fans, be patient. Get out and support those kids like I know you do. They turn out. Friday Night Lights, we've said it time and time again. I think the future's bright at Kinston.
Oh, absolutely. Rudy's got, I'm trying to remember, I believe he's either got 4 or 5 sons.
Well, I know we talked a little bit about last week. You were talking about 2 of them were twins.
Yes, they are. He's got 2 twins, and I think they're in about the 10th grade now. I'm going to say this, and I don't mean to, the only way to say it is this. Sometimes coaches' sons are just a little bit different when it comes to athletics.
Right.
And anytime you can have a coach's son on your team, it's a benefit because he's lived it, he's breathed it, he understands it. And whether he's the best athlete on the field or not, he just brings a little extra quality, a little extra, understanding what the coaches are trying to accomplish, and that always helps in the dressing room when the coaches aren't in there.
Right. Well, all we can say is go to work, Coach. I know you're going to do a great job. The orange and blue, folks need to watch out. A couple of years, not right now, but They got a good group coming. They got a good principal over there too, Coach. I don't know if you know Danny Branch.
I know Danny.
He's a great person. He's gonna be super supportive of all those athletic programs over in Kinston, and I think they got things going in the right direction.
Well, I know they'll be fun to watch. So all I can say is all you people out there that are big Kinston supporters and have been in the past, and you might have faded off a little bit. Now is the time to come back.
Now's the time to get on the wagon, the bandwagon.
Absolutely.
Hey, before we get off of Kinston, I got one story I got to tell, Coach. This is a coaching story from about 1994, 95, somewhere in that range, when I coached at Kinston.
I didn't know you coached at Kinston.
Yeah, I had a couple of stints there. This was, excuse me, when I first got out of college, did some volunteer coaching down there, and had a great experience down there, worked with Mickey Jacobs down there. And, you know, we had a pretty good little team back then that had some good size, and had Sampson's head football coach, Jason Wombles, who was a great high school player, was on that team. And we went up to Lyman Ward. You know where Lyman Ward's located?
Isn't that one of those military schools?
It is a military school. I don't even know if they still have Lyman Ward now. Maybe should have looked it up. But we had a game, our last game of the year, went up there. And to kind of give you an idea where that's at, Lyman Ward is located in between Dadeville and Auburn. Does that give you a clue where we went?
So, in other words, if you bought milk at the grocery store, it would clabber before you got there.
One way or the other, something's going to happen to it. Well, we traveled, you know, we're traveling up there, and week 10, we're pulling up there, and it looks like a military academy, if you could imagine what that looks like. It looked like a boarding school, which is, you know, is what it is. And there were cadets or kids or whatever they call their students there. They were on in the asphalt parking lot on their knuckles in a push-up position.
These are tough youngins.
Yeah, and I said, man, I think we may have jumped off on the wrong ship here tonight. And which we came out on the good end when it was all said and done. But let me tell you this. We had a kid, Anthony Jones, a big kid, who was a old-fashioned, straight-on kicker. You know, you used to have the kicking shoe and the kicking, and the kicking strap. Remember that kicking strap?
I do.
He could boot that thing in the end zone. Just take about four steps and just boom, you know. Well, we lost the toss, and we had to kick off. They won the ball, and we kicked off to them first. Well, you know, he'd been put in the end zone most all year. About the time his foot's about to touch leather, somebody in that stadium pulled the trigger on probably one of the biggest artillery cannons I've ever heard in my life. Guess what happened? The ball went 10 yards in a tornado fashion and wound up going minus 20.
It's fun backwards.
It went, you know, we kick off from the 40. It went to the 50. Came back to the 40 and ended up on our 30. Because about the time he got his foot to leather, they fired that artillery cannon and everybody hit the deck. But that's a true story. But that's not the only time it happened in that game. After their first score, we went back and forth. And they scored. Jason Wombles, the head football coach down at Sampson, returned kicks.
He was your return guy, wasn't he?
He returned kicks. Good return guy back in high school. Well, about the time the ball got down about the 20, he's set up under it. They fired that cannon off again about the time it's reaching his hands. It went off his shoulder pads and bounced about 20 yards in front of him, and they got the ball back. I fired that thing off twice during the game at crucial times for us.
Do you think they were doing it on purpose?
Well, they didn't fire it when they scored, so I guess they did. But they had a little artillery cannon once we found out, you know, it was set over there in the below the end zone in one of the corners, and their cadets was over there on it firing it off. And, you know, that's my Kinston story from way back when. But,
well, I would think that those students at Lyman Ward would be looking for any kind of entertainment they might could find.
That sure does beat doing push-ups on your knuckles, doesn't it?
Absolutely. If I could fire a cannon at somebody as opposed to doing push-ups on my knuckles, I believe I'm firing a cannon.
Yeah, but that was a good night. We came out on a good end that year, and, you know, some good times back then. Well, who are we going to talk about next?
Let's jump on in there to Enterprise.
Enterprise.
Shut your mouth and lift the weight.
Enterprise, Opopka, Florida, to Enterprise. You know, Darlington is his name, new head football coach, Coach Darlington. And the folks that follow that, he's got a good salary over there in Enterprise. You reckon there's a little pressure with that salary, Coach?
Well, I can tell you this. They didn't bring him up from Opopka, Florida, and pay him what they're paying him to watch him get beat in the first round of the playoffs.
No, and they didn't bring him up to go 5-5 every year either.
Absolutely not. Enterprise is expecting some big things out of him, but I'm going to tell you something. Looking at his past record, he can deliver.
Yeah, he should be able to deliver. But it's going to be tough. You know, Enterprise has to play in that region with them Mobile schools, don't they? Or do they go up and play in the Montgomery area? It's changed. I didn't look at it. One year they played up that way with Opelika and them folks, but they're 7A now, right?
Yeah, they're 7A. So they play. You know, 7A is basically divided from just a little bit north of Montgomery south, and just a little bit. Just right above Montgomery, everything else north is 7A, the 7A class. It's basically divided up into two regions or two halves of the state. And they play because there's not that many 7A schools in the state.
Right.
And so they have to do quite a bit of traveling, and they come across some pretty stiff competition.
Yeah, well, I think that's what, you know, the folks in Enterprise is tired of losing to those teams. And, you know, I hope Coach Arlington Darlington can, you know, right the ship, you could say. But, I mean, just I don't know if they have the type of kids that can compete week in and week out on that type of schedule.
Well, you know, as far as 7A, Enterprise is one of the smaller 7A schools in the state. And when you're talking about a small 7A, you're talking about the difference in maybe 300 or 400 students between being a small 7A and being a right in the middle of 7A. So 300 or 400 students, you figure you can get a couple of football players out of that.
Right.
And so, you know, the selection pool that Enterprise is drawing from is a whole lot different than the selection pool that Hoover is drawing from,
right,
or Central Phenix City is drawing from.
Or McGill-Poulin.
Yeah. So Will McGill Tooling gets to go pick who they want. But we're not going to get off on that tonight, Coach. We're not going to do it.
All right.
But I mean, the selection pool is just a little bit different. And not to say that Enterprise can't do it. They can, but not only is he going to have to change, he's going to have to come in there and change the climate in Enterprise. And what I mean by that is he's going to have to get them believing that they can compete with those teams before they actually are physically able to compete with them.
Well, I think he might have the toughest job of any new coach in the Wiregrass next year.
I would have to agree with you 100%. They, you know, Enterprise, it's a great school. It's a great school system. But like I said, there's a reason that they have classifications. And when you're in the bottom of the classification, you're basically outnumbered. And that's what Enterprise is. They're outnumbered. I'm not saying that he can't do it because he did a great job down there at Apopka, and I'm sure he's going to do a great job there. But the first thing he's got to do is change the climate there and change the attitude of the players and change the attitude of the fans. And I think he has pretty much revamped that whole coaching staff. And so with him getting his people in there, he's going to be able to make some differences in basically the whole attitude of the program. And I think it's going to be fun to watch. It's going to be interesting to watch, that's for sure.
It is. I think, you know, if he gets in there and they buy what he's selling, then they're going to surprise some folks in 7A. I know for sure they got the facilities, they got the support. I mean, downtown Enterprise, I don't know if you've ever been through downtown during the football season in the fall in Enterprise. Those businesses there in Enterprise support those Wildcats.
Oh, they do. They do. And you know, their fan base is if you've ever been to an Enterprise game, I got to go to one a couple of years ago when Coach Faulkner was there. Coach Faulkner was an old Bruton boy, and I know him fairly well. And I went to a game there to see David, and I just could not believe the turnout.
They love it, don't
they? It was unbelievable. It was a playoff game, but I'm telling you, at 6:30, the place was packed. It was packed out. And the band was playing, the cheerleaders were cheering. I'd already been in the concession stand twice.
They have a good concession stand in Enterprise.
Enterprise has an excellent concession stand. I would highly recommend when I go to the concession stand, I get a double hamburger. I tell them I want two patties. And when I told them that, I couldn't hardly get it in my mouth. they were huge. But they have a great concession stand. But the people there, it was a playoff, and it was storybook. It's what it was, because like I said, the band was playing, the cheerleaders were cheering, folks were standing up, and it was just a great, great atmosphere.
Well, I know they take a lot of pride there in Enterprise, historic. When Coach Bill Bacon was there and had some, you know, good teams. There's been a lot of great players that's gone through there and played in the collegiately and a couple in the NFL, you know. So, you know, we know that they want to see them go back to those glory days.
Well, I think they got the right person to do it. And one thing we hadn't touched on is Enterprise, the city, passed a new ordinance, the city school did, and that they are being a little more stricter. Is that a word? Is stricter a word?
Selective. Let's use that word.
Okay. They're being, they're only taking people from within.
Now, that wasn't a good word either, Coach. It sounds like they're handpicking them. But I think they put more restrictions on.
Yes. On who can enter
right.
the the school, and you know, the word in the coaching circle was they were doing that so they could bump back down to 6A,
which may not be a bad idea.
And if they bump back down to 6A, all I can say is 6A better look out.
Yeah, watch out. And you know, that kind of goes right into our next segment, you know, with New Brockton. You know, who's going to benefit from that, those restrictions. But, hey, let's take a break. We're going to come back, and we will talk about those Gamecocks in just a minute.
Hey, this is Kyle at Dalton Tire and Auto, home of the hard job, listening to Staying in the Coach at Power Prep Sports Network.
Hey, we're back. Hey, Stan the Coach on the Power Prep Sports Network. Man, we've been talking some great football tonight. Kinston and Enterprise High Schools. When we left, we were talking about restrictions that Enterprise had placed on their enrollment of taking students. And one place I think is going to benefit from that, Coach, is New Brockton.
Absolutely. You know, New Brockton's, you throw a rock from New Brockton and hit the Bo Weevil Monument.
And, you know, they've been a 2A for a number of years, but, you know, with their enrollment, they had a huge enrollment this past fall. And I think they're going to, when they reclassify, at least be looking at 3A. Quite possibly a small 4A. I know them folks over there hope they stay 3A when they do.
Well, from what I understand, there's a great chance that they are going to go 3A. Talking to some of the people over there, they don't think that they're going to be 4A, but I think that may be wishful thinking. But, you know, they got a new coach over there that that we talk about pedigree. I can't think of too many 2A schools that wouldn't be chomping at the bits to get somebody coming from a 6A program like Enterprise.
Right. It's Coach Zach Holmes. You know, I think he's going to step off into a good situation there at New Brockton. So, you know, we don't know a whole lot about him. We're going to get him on here after spring break. But if Stevie can make that call for us. But, you know, it's a mystery. It's a mystery right now as far as Coach Holmes goes.
Well, some of the people that I've talked to have said that Coach Holmes is one of those that, you know, he's a very strict disciplinarian. He believes, you know, I guess this is kind of cliche-ish. But is that a word? Yeah, that's a word.
Cliche.
Yeah. But, you know, he believes in discipline, believes in hard work. He thinks that he believes that the way to win is by outworking your opponents. And so I think he's going to be a nice fit for New Brockton. You know, New Brockton still remembers some of them old Levy Boutwell teams.
Right.
And when you start talking about hard work and a disciplinarian, I think Levy's picture is right there in Webster's for that.
Well, you know, Coach Holmes, is, we talked a little bit about him last week as well. He's going to test and see what kind of kids he's got in the spring game. They're going to tangle with the Elba Tigers.
Yeah, that's he's just going to jump right on off in there. Because I don't care who you are, when you jump in there to play Elba any time of the year, you better make sure your chin strap's tight and you got all your cleats in your shoes and any extra pad that you thought about wearing, you might better put it on.
They might have on extra butt pads that night, Coach.
I'm telling you, and they better get them nice mouthpieces because them Elf Tigers will jar you a little bit.
Yeah, they'll make you see colors that you never seen before. Speaking of Melba Tigers, I remember being in the 10th grade on the Bobcat punt team, and the guy in front of me looked like he was about 6'4", about 225. As soon as we come off, held on the punt, that joker brought a haymaker from way back, about knocked me out. he punched me in the head, Coach.
I didn't say they played fair. I said they played hard.
So he only did it one time, I can tell you that. Because I got his number as soon as I got up off the ground. But he was laughing, too. And I got up and I told him, good shot, you know, picking on a 10th grader, you senior. But, yeah.
Did you go tell the referee?
No, I did not. I didn't go run and tell mama or daddy or nobody like that. I took it like a bobcat and toughed it up. He did make me see those stars, you know, you see in the cartoons that go around your head right there.
Well, I'll tell you, my oldest story when I played was we played against, or I was playing against this young man. His last name was Horsted. Some of those people out there may still remember him.
I
remember exactly what he looked like because he hit me in the chest and then stepped over me. I got a good look at him as he went into the end zone.
So you could tell me what kind of cleats he was wearing.
Abs and Nike. He had on Nike.
Those Elba Tigers, they don't play, folks. They are physical. But, hey, Coach Holmes, New Brockton, good luck. We're going to get you on the show after spring break if you'll agree to be on here with us. But good luck. Hey, let's shift gears real quick. Got just a few things left to cover tonight. Let's talk about Houston Academy.
Hey, this is the Tire King at Dalton Tire and Auto listening to Stan and the Coach.
Houston Academy.
You're gonna be the expert on this. You know, we talked about their staff. You know, they are a private school, and that's one of three there in the Dothan area. When you talk about private schools, with Houston Academy, Providence Christian, and Northside Methodist, which is an AISA school, I think it's a little bit harder to get in Houston Academy than is those other ones, Coach.
Well, they have an entrance exam that you have to pass in order to even get into the school. But I'm gonna tell you this:
and you got to be on about genius level to even take the test.
Well, I can tell you this with Coach Riggs' offense and defensive schemes, you're going to need those kind of kids to be able to run them and run them effectively. And since they've got them, I'm going to go out on a limb right here and say before Coach Riggs leaves there, they'll make a trip to Auburn or Alabama to play in a state championship.
Well, you know, they surprised a lot of folks this year going to the playoffs. And I think, you know, they got that mind. You talk about that culture and that climate and that mindset change that Coach Riggs and his staff, you know, have already got that set in. Now it's just a matter of getting in the weight room and, getting those players, finding those players, put them in the right place and you know, molding them and making them, and he knows how to do that.
Well, I had the opportunity, and it was a great opportunity to spend 10 years with him at Bruton and coaching at T.R. Miller. And I know people think I say this all the time, but Coach Riggs is one of those people that whether you play for him, coach for him, just sit around and talk with him, he is a life changer. He is the kind of person that just being around him, you'll benefit as far as a person from just being around him. And as far as a coach, I cannot think of another. If I had a choice for my son Ori to play for any coach in the high school coach in the country, I'd pick Jamie Riggs.
Well, he's like you said earlier, he's not just a great coach, he's a great person.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. And he surrounds himself with those kind of people. And when I said they may have the best coaching staff in South Alabama, I meant it. Jack Wiggum was the offensive line coach with us at T.R. Miller. And Jack Wiggum could take – his whole philosophy was, if I can get them when they're in the ninth grade, they can be a starter and contributing by the time they're a senior or I didn't do my job.
Right.
And, I mean, that Jack is just a phenomenal offensive line coach. He relates to the kids. And he's a great teacher of the game. And with those kind of kids that they have at Houston Academy, you know, being mandatory to pass an exam to get in there, students of the game, there's no telling what Jack Williams is going to be able to do with them because he is a great teacher. Then you got Eddie Brundage over there. And Eddie, as far as X's and O's, is one of the best I've ever been around. And the kids just love him. And they'll do anything in the world for him. And then you've got Mark Edge. I understand Mark's had some health issues here the last year and a half. I want him to know that our prayers are with him. But Mark, as far as being a coach, people come from all over just to sit and listen to him talking X's and O's and philosophy. And Mark's just an amazing coach.
Well, you know, I think one thing we can say that they did to get in the playoffs is they out-coached those other teams.
I promise you that any team that rolls in over there, I don't care how many athletes you got, it's something I used to say all the time. It's not what I know, it's what my players know. And their players are probably going to be as well coached, if not better coached, than 90% of the teams coming in there, win, lose, or drop.
Well, hey, before we go tonight, can you give us we talked about some special team stories in Kinston. I gave one earlier. Maybe give a story about Coach Riggs and the kicking game.
Well, there's a couple of them, but one of them, I'm going to have to tell the Alma Bryant story.
All right, tell that one.
We had decided, Coach Riggs had decided to play Alma Bryant the first year that they combined down there. I think it was Graham Bay and somebody else combined. Anyway, they had Russ Prost.
Alba and Graham Bay and all them.
That's it. But they had Russ Prost as the head coach. Some of y'all may know him.
Yeah, we're not going to talk about character there.
You could have gone all night without saying that. But they had some players down there. They had a Johnson kid that went on and played at Auburn. They had a Pollock that played linebacker that went on to Southern Miss and started over there as a freshman. And at the time, we were playing them the eighth game of the year, and they had 7 points scored on them all year. But we got to watching their kicking game, and their kickoff return, they prided themselves on great kickoff returns, and the front line just flew out of there trying to get back and set up the wall. I told Coach Riggs, I said, Coach Riggs, we can go onside kicking them whenever we want to. We had a kid that was a great kicker, and he was a great onside kicker. But Coach Riggs said, well, if you think we can do it, just call it, and we'll go with it. So we get down there to Alma Bryant, and it was homecoming. And we do our warm-ups. I told Coach Riggs, Coach Riggs, don't forget, now we can go onside. He said, well, just remind me. So we go out there for the coin toss, and they win the toss and want the ball, and they come to the sideline. I said, Coach Riggs, it'd be a great time to do it. And he said, yeah, let's do it. So we go out there and line up, and we onside kick, and we get the ball. And it's their homecoming. They've had 7 points scored on them all year. We onside kick and get the ball.
Russ Probst didn't throw a fit, did he?
Oh, he was throwing clipboards. David Faulkner was running out on us. He was the offensive coordinator, and he was standing on the hash hollering and screaming at us. And we go out there first play on offense. We line up. They've got Pollock at linebacker, and they have put the Johnson kid at linebacker also. And we decide we're going to run a little counter play that we've been pretty successful with all year. And we fake the ball to the fullback and hand the ball to the tailback. And about the time the tailback gets the ball, Johnson hits him in the chest. The ball pops up. Pollock scoops it up and scores. Coach Riggs turned around and looked at me and said, "Well, Ennis, you have really pissed them off now." They ended up scoring 21 points, and there was 2 minutes and 1 second off the clock. The band has not even sat down yet, and it's 21-0. So that's my special team story to go along with the fake punt that you told about last week.
Well, it was a great call, executed well. It just had nothing to do with special teams from then on out. You pretty much couldn't run it again the rest of the night, could you?
No, I think to this day Coach Riggs is a little upset at me for talking him into doing that.
Well, hey, great stories there. Houston Academy, be proud of what the staff that you got over there. Big things will continue for the Raiders, not the Red Raiders, the Raiders. Coach, that's, except for Stevie breaking our camera, it's pretty low-key this week. What you think?
Well, I think you need to listen to our podcast. Keep sending us stuff on our Facebook page. Like we said, we're doing this not for us. We enjoy it. I look forward to it all week long. But we're doing this for the kids in the area, the coaches in the area, and the fans and the parents. And that's why we're doing it, because we love high school athletics. And before we go, I do want to give one little shout-out to the Andalusia girls softball team for winning the tournament last weekend. That's the first softball tournament they've won, I think, since Wayne Sasser was the head coach there.
Well, that was a few years back, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. But those girls are playing hard.
We're going to have to get over there and show them girls some love over there and get them some coverage here soon.
Absolutely. Anybody listening, any of you softball mamas and daddies or grandmamas, y'all send us some stuff. We'll be glad to put it on the page.
Hey, and they got great new facility over there on campus.
Oh, yes. If you hadn't been to a game there, there's not a bad seat in the stands.
No.
It is really nice.
It's a nice place. Andalusia's taking a lot of pride in getting their facilities upgraded. Well, you can listen to us by podcast this week. We're going to be, I didn't tell you this, Coach, another platform picked us up. And what I mean by that, another way you can listen to us. I'll be putting all that up on Facebook tonight where you can go to your favorite app and listen to us. But you can, one of the biggest ones there is Spotify, Anchor, Stitcher, Google Pocket Cast Google Podcast and Pocket Cast, and I'll be introducing the new one later tonight on Facebook. But check out our Facebook page at Power Prep Sports Network, where you can find all of your favorite high schools that's going on right now. A lot of spring football announcements going on right now. Softball, baseball. Hey, and track. New track facility is going to open up in Covington County next month, right around the corner. Excited about that. excuse me, Coach. I'm coughing tonight. But we plan to be live again on Facebook in 2 weeks. I don't know what date that is, Coach. Well, I don't have a calendar in front of me, but we'll get that out there. You can also,
Coach, I can tell you that will be in 14 days.
That's right. Barring we have any type of T-ball, baseball, softball game that we might have to attend or coach that night, we'll get a live show. We might have to go earlier, later, or whatever. But we know we appreciate all you folks that have tuned in and went back and rewatched us. overwhelming support right there. But
Coach, don't forget, remind them where to send the resumes if
yes.
They want an internship with Steve.
Yes, you can send your resumes by email to powerprepsports@gmail.com. Be happy to get that. Also, any of you schools, you can send your information there or send it to us by Facebook at the Power Prep Sports Network. Also, like us, follow us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter and Instagram. And if you have not had a chance to go back and watch some of our videos, go and subscribe to our YouTube channel at the Power Prep Sports Network. Hey, show. Hey, Coach. Great show again tonight. I think a lot of stuff we've thrown out there in a short amount of time, it seems like. But I'm excited. If we can continue to grow and we keep getting this kind of response from folks, because I hear that they enjoy what they're listening to.
Well, listen, all I can say is we appreciate it. But, you know, this is what me and you did every time we got on the phone to each other.
Right.
And we're talking to each other. We love doing this and talking about the athletes and the athletes and the coaches and the fans and the concession stands.
Hey,
we enjoyed. Yeah, and that's what we did. And we decided, hey, you know, you had a great idea. Let's get all these athletes and coaches into one format where people can go and look at them and see them. I think it's a great idea, and I hope it just keeps getting bigger and bigger.
I do too, and I hope some, you know, if we can get everybody, especially in the District 2 area, involved in this some way, that we'll get everybody on board. But listen, folks, thanks for your support. Thanks for listening, and we love it. That's why we do it. Because it's hard to get. It's hard to quit talking, Coach. Because we're wrapping it up here at the end. But I mean, I had somebody ask me, matter of fact, today, why are y'all doing this? Like they were, you know, I mean, they weren't putting us down, but you know why? And I said, because we love doing it.
Yeah.
You know, that's the reason. You know, somebody asks you, well, why do you support this? Why that? Just because we believe in it and we enjoy it. And, hey, I think it's great. It's a great opportunity for schools and your program. And if somebody's going to do it, then we are. You know, by golly, we're going to get it done and get it out there. And like I said, we're getting better. And just jump on board and like us and follow us and, you know, be patient with us and do nothing but positive things for student athletes and schools and communities. And, you know, that's my two cents, Coach. That's why I do it.
Absolutely. And hey, we got one in a row right here.
One in
a
row.
Let's just keep rolling.
Just going to keep it rolling. Hey, till next time, this is Stan with Stan and the Coach. Y'all keep it between the lines.
Hey, this is Kyle, the Tire King at Dalton Tire and Auto, home of the hard job. Go Andalusia Bulldogs!
Thank you for listening to Stand in the Coach on the Power Prep Sports Network.